develop, of course. Moreover, we have heard from many professors, pastors, and readers who have used drama in various ways. They have offered suggestions for improvement, corrections, and further development, and so a second edition allows us to take some of this into account, and we hope do a better job of telling the biblical story. The changes are not massive. The majority of the text remains as it was. However, there have been additions, deletions, rearrangements, and added endnotes that we believe will make this a better text. We continue to recognize that we do not work as lone individual scholars. Our co-authorship bears witness to the importance of communal scholarship and the collegiality we enjoy at many levels. Since Drama, we have co-authored two more books with another on its way. We are deeply dependent on other communities as well to carry out our academic work, and so we want to acknowledge them. Craig is thankful for the opportunities for teaching and research that the H. Evan Runner Chair at Redeemer University College provides, as well as the rich fellowship among colleagues in the Paideia Center for Public Theology. Mike is grateful for his two church communities, which continue to nurture his faith. New West Christian Reformed Church, Burnaby, British Columbia, and Missio Dei Communities, Tempe, Arizona. He has also been enriched by pastors and students in Phoenix, Arizona, where he spends time working with cohorts in theological education. Tyler Johnson and Chris Gonzalez especially have become friends and valued co-workers. The academic institutions where Mike serves, Mission Training Center, Phoenix, New Begin House of Studies, San Francisco, and Calvin Theological Seminary, Grand Rapids, have also provided a wonderful context for his work. Scott Sherman and Chuck DeGroat, New Begin House, and Mike Williams, Covenant Seminary, have been valuable academic colleagues and dialogue partners. Mike's family has been a constant source of encouragement and stimulation. His wife Marnie has invested deeply in his academic work. His grown children, Aaron, Ben, Brittany, and Brielle, and their spouses, Mark, Mylana, Dave, and Brad, have all engaged this book in various ways. His seven grandchildren give him even more motivation to pass this story along to the next generation. Also, we make grateful use of Ben Goheen's diagrams in the first chapter. We will not repeat acknowledgments made in the first preface, even though most would be appropriate, other than to note again the important role Doug Loney had in making the text lively and unified. Mike wants to dedicate this second edition to his parents-in-law, Bernie and Margaret Poole. Both are now with the Lord, but their godliness, the fruit of being deeply immersed in the biblical story, continues to pay rich dividends now to a third generation in Mike's grandchildren. Craig dedicates this edition to Ron Hedelius. Ron has been an invaluable source of encouragement and support as the chair of the board of the Paideia Center for Public Theology. We offer this book up to the Lord with the prayer that God might use our paltry and imperfect efforts in His mission to restore the world He loves. Additional resources for this book, a reading schedule, study questions, a syllabus for a 13-week course, and an adult Bible class schedule, can be found at www.bakeracademic.com/professors. Preface to First Edition. This book had its beginnings in a meeting of Mike Goheen and Craig Bartholomew in Birmingham, England in the summer of 2000. Needing a text for the biblical theology course he taught, Mike approached Craig, a biblical scholar, to write one. Craig proposed that the two of them work together on the book, to keep it sensitive to biblical scholarship, Craig's strength, as well as missiology and worldview studies, Mike's focus. It has been said that if you want to ruin a friendship, you should write a book together. We're happy to report that as we have come to the end of this project, we are still good friends. In fact, the project has been mutually enriching. The drama of Scripture is written with first-year university students in mind. It is designed as a text for an introductory